Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Burning up here, folks, and I'm left over from the last episode because I explained how I don't always do current events, but there were so many current events that you obviously need my keen insight on. I had to address that. Here we go, picking up where I left off on holding millennials' feet to the fire. We talked about centralized government and how that is the absolute dream of the liberals, which is why they're freaking out over Brexit. If you didn't check out the Brexit episode, check that out. That's the British exit from the European Union. And I can't let that go because it is such a great teaching opportunity from the timeline of history. You have the ever-expansive movement of socialism and progressivism through the 19th century, late 19th century into the 20th century, communism on the rise through the 20th century worldwide, and many of the democratic republics throughout the world, especially in the West, going socialist, socialism becoming very popular, expanding, till finally, at the end of the 20th century, we hit this European Union, this ridiculous idea of centralizing the authority on the European continent by uniting all of the nations under one government. And Britain says, we're out. They just voted on a referendum to get out. But why, with the explanation I gave, when we know that centralized authority degenerates society and destroys personal and individual liberty, and also it destroys national sovereignty, why do people, liberals, and particularly millennials, still run after centralized government? Why does it appeal to them so much? And in the British vote, I believe it was more the older generation that voted to get out of the EU, which was great. And it was seemed like more the younger generation wanted to stay in. And obviously the political elites in Great Britain wanted to stay in because they benefit from, exchanging political power with the elites on the European continent who run the EU. So you can't really go with the ruling class. They always want to keep consolidating power for themselves and their little friends in their cohort. So, but why do the millennials, when it's so obvious that centralized authority kills freedom, why do people still run after it? And here's the issue. It's a case of worldview, a biblical worldview versus a humanist worldview. And here is how the modern man sees government, particularly in the West, and it's a grievous and sad thing because this never was the identity of the West. But man in the West now sees government as two things. Master and provider. And we know that that is standing for people in the place of God. Because people have abandoned a Christian worldview, they've taken on a humanist worldview, and the government has now become some sort of bizarre form of modern idolatry. God is no longer seen as the provider. God is no longer seen as master, and people give themselves over to the central government, centralized authority, to become both of those things. So what I mean is this. Let's talk about master. Rather than, in a free republic, having people govern themselves according to God's moral order and constitutional law, people want the government to fill the moral vacuum and maintain order, and they want to continue surrendering more and more rights and prerogatives to the federal government in the name of the next best moral movement. So, for example, there's an increase in violence. The solution is not for the modern liberal enforcing the laws on the books, maintaining constitutional law and order, protecting the rights of civilians to keep and bear arms, and prosecuting criminals according to the law. No, the solution is let's just surrender more of our liberty, give more power to the central government, and have them police society so we can feel safe and protected. We believe that there is a noble pursuit for the good of the environment, so we will surrender our liberty and ask the government to create all these environmental regulations, to persecute and prosecute all kinds of private industry and restrict the fossil fuel industry, and the government will now come in and be the master and create crippling regulations so that we can protect the environment in the name of this moral cause. I mean, you can come up with anything. Liberals want, they love centralized authority because they think that man has a better ability to rule a civilization rather than God. That's the whole idea of man as master. And really what it is man wants to supplant God on his throne, remove God and supplant him with other men. That's the course of human history, is it not? I mean, that was the Israelites' problem in the Old Testament. Rather than God, they wanted a king. And all throughout human history, you've seen empires grow under kings. People clamor for a king, for a ruling class, for they almost, in a suicidal way, demand tyrants and taskmasters. That was the opposite of the American experience, where we said, no, it is not biblical, it is not Christian, it is not a supporter of liberty to have human overlords and kings and monarchs, but rather God is in his rightful position as master over society. We will construct our society according to his moral order, and then we will create a government with restraints on power in order to restrain man's evil and separate the powers and divide it up so no one man or one group of men can take over. The other problem is that millennials see government as provider. So that's why socialism is so appealing. Because people want a government to promise them health care in their old age, to promise them social security, hence the name, give me security in my social situation. They want the government to promise a minimum wage, to promise a good retirement, to promise a good pension, and any way that they can get more economic and social protection from the government, they'll just surrender up their rights. You know, the Bible talks about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It's because people don't have a Christian worldview and they don't see anything past this life. If this life is all you got, socialism seems great because the government is a guaranteed protection in this life. In 1 Corinthians 15, it says this, if there's no resurrection, then let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. And that's how most people live in society, and particularly in the West. There's no view of the afterlife. There's no view of spirituality. There's no view of eternity. And so this life is all you've got. And so let's eat and drink, and tomorrow we die. Let's make the most out of this life. And if politicians come along promising security, promising a good life, and they'll take care of you all the way to old age, then people will happily surrender over their personal liberty to say, yeah, consolidated power and consolidated authority is a good thing. I'll exchange my liberty so someone promises to take care of me. It's, like I said, some bizarre idolatry, and it is really emasculating and frustrating. That's why I say that liberals and even the modern millennial generation has been neutered, emasculated, feminized. They don't want to work. They don't want to provide. They don't want to support themselves. The idea of individualism, self-made, rugged individualism, self-made American is nowhere in sight anymore for liberals, and particularly for the millennial generation, because they just want everything done for them. Handouts, subsidies, more entitlements, I'm entitled to this and that, and just give it to me from the government, and I will surrender my personal liberty. And so what you actually see is an entire generation suckling on the teats of government programs. Now, that wasn't vulgar. I'm referencing a cow udder. And it's like all of the men in our society have been reduced to little babies. As I said, neutered, can't work for themselves, don't want to work for themselves, just want everything done for them. And this millennial generation has been raised from infancy on this concept that you don't work for you, and you don't have to be a productive, a self-sustaining, contributing member to the society, but no, the government and others and the society at large should do everything for you, and you just reap the benefits. Again, it's sucking on a cow udder and being in no way productive. I don't know how else to say it. So when we go back to the Brexit thing, which is such a good teaching opportunity, here is what we see. We see liberals crying in the streets and millennials weeping because the gravy train of government has in many ways been severed and cut off for the ruling class and for the dependent class when a superpower like Great Britain says we're done with the European Union. It is a major blow against centralized authority and against this worldview that government is master and provider. We want limited government. We want restraint on government because, again, it's a common theme in this show. Man, we know biblically, is inherently evil, and when you consolidate authority into man's hands, it will ultimately denigrate into oppression. We don't supplant God's authority over a civilization with man's monarchy. We allow God to reign with, according to his moral and ethical order, law and order, which is why we have a constitution, and then man is restrained under that in limited government. That's the idea. You know what we want beyond Brexit? This is great. My brother said this word. We want Jerxit, Germany, to exit the EU. We want Frexit, France exiting the European Union. We want everything. But right now, all you see is media personalities and liberals and everybody else freaking out. You can hear it in the streets, the whining, as I said, so emasculated, these liberals begging to surrender their liberty so they can have the bizarre father, strange adopted father of government taking care of them and ruling them with some sort of iron fist veiled in this idea that they'll protect them and give them everything they could ever want. And so, whining French, we cannot believe that the British have gotten rid of our glorious overlords. We had a good thing going running the entire continent, didn't we? But now no more power for the elites and no more freebies for all of the common man. You know, that's all anybody wants is their freebies from socialist government. And again, the media personalities and the millennials on social media and all that garbage, you know, we won't be able to. I just want my free stuff, and I think everybody should get equal pay, and we should all get along and hold hands. It doesn't work. Man's evil. Central government doesn't work. Please learn the lesson from Europe. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Government is not master and provider. God is, and the civilization that is free is the civilization that does not supplant his authority, but recognizes it and then constitutes itself on an ethical and moral framework based upon God's law, where man's authority over man is restrained. Freebies sound promising, but they come at a cost. And centralized authority, socialized government, always is a liberty killer. So when liberals come up with their new plan about how to better society through the government, reject it and go ahead, hold their feet to the fire.